Welcome back. You know, most people think fall starts maybe Labor Day weekend or when kids go back to school, but actually here in Quincy, it starts when the Quincy Symphony Orchestra kicks off their new season, which is what they're doing on the first day of fall this year, actually. It's September 21st with the outdoor concert on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. So President Brian Hickox and conductor Yuichi Utagawa are back. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, welcome
good
back.
To see you as always.
Is it fall already?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, we had a taste of the weather and it's been beautiful, but now I guess we're getting a little warmer soon.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We hope the weather holds for next week.
For the
outdoor concert. 69th season is this year?
71st.
71st this year.
Wait, yeah. Isn't it the 72nd?
It's at least the 70th.
Yeah, 70. No?
Let me go back to my first year.
Yeah, right. When you were just a wee lad. It's a lot of years.
It is.
For the Quincy Symphony.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. How long have you been president, Brian?
President for 6 years, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, something like that. And yeah. I mean, you've been in the orchestra a long time, right?
This is my 42nd season in the orchestra.
Are you one of the longest members now?
No.
No.
No. I have a couple that are... Literally a couple who are more senior, well over 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that. They've been playing since high school.
No kidding.
Middle school.
Is that right?
Middle school.
Oh, what a great... We'll have to feature them. So if they'd be willing.
You remember Annie Wright.
Yeah, sure. Of
yeah,
course,
she was president for a while. So she and her husband played since they were literally teenagers.
Ah, okay. So she was former president, actually.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. It just goes to show how much people are dedicated to the orchestra.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And its longevity due to folks who are dedicated to it. This is the volunteer orchestra. This is out of the passion for music. Yeah.
It's truly special to see how much time, effort, energy, and resources that people commit to the orchestra. You know, I look back at some of the markings on the paper music that we still read to today, and we see notes from people not just decades ago but a generation ago, and how much they helped evolve the Quincy Symphony Orchestra into what it is today.
Right. Do you get children of members that get involved?
And I don't know
not so much.
That I don't currently. I don't think so.
Okay.
But we have had. I have, for example, I have a friend whose mother played in the orchestra. He's an organist, but Helen, yes. I don't know if you one thing that we are very happy about is that there have been a lot of people who have won the Quincy Symphony competition as young players who went on to have big careers.
Yes.
And last year, it was last season, we had Victor Romano, he just retired from the Boston Symphony,
I think.
So he played in the Boston Symphony forever, but he played in the Quincy Symphony when he was a kid.
Wow.
And he soloed with us a couple times now, and his brother also soloed with the orchestra. And they were here last year to join us as soloists.
His brother flew in from Germany for the performance.
No kidding.
He's a conductor.
He's a conductor at the Bavarian National Opera.
Wow.
You know,
All started at Quincy.
Yeah, it all started in Quincy. And there's pictures of Victor playing in the Quincy Symphony. You know, he was just a little kid, and his feet aren't even touching the ground.
Launching stars right out of Quincy.
He had a distinguished career at the Boston Symphony, and he studied with Heifetz. I mean, and then we have there was a clarinetist who's now playing in the Utah Orchestra.
Is that right? Okay.
A cellist who's the principal cellist of the Louisville Orchestra.
And a cellist in the BSO, Jonah Elsner.
Yes, that's right.
Who won our competition back in 2010 or 12.
Something like that.
And now he's in one of the most professional orchestras in the world.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I know you're always looking out for fresh new talent, right?
So
and it's not difficult to become a member of the Quincy Symphony Orchestra.
It's true. There's such a variety of ages, no doubt.
Yes.
From middle schoolers to 80-year-olds or plus, even. Mm-hmm. And what, you know, in the early stages, to sit next to someone, for example, I was young, much younger, 42 years ago, and I sat next to this gray-haired gentleman next to me and learned so much from him, not just in that one rehearsal that I was sitting in, but I became addicted to the Quincy Symphony Orchestra. So Tuesdays have been blocked off for rehearsals for eons.
Yeah.
And as time went along, I would learn more and more and more from that more seasoned player. And so too, that's what we look forward to as the young people join us now, that it's a mutually beneficial. We appreciate the efforts that they're going through to be part of it, because it's a commitment.
Yes.
But underlying, it's a passion.
Yeah.
And it's fun for us, and it's fun for them.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because I've had the pleasure to be involved in one form or another with the orchestra for several years, and I noticed that. You know, the egos are checked at the door.
Absolutely.
No, really.
It's a very friendly orchestra.
Yeah, it really is.
People are very supportive of each other.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're there for the community. They're there for the love of the music,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This outdoor pops concert now is relatively new, right? It's been a few years, but not even 10.
We've been doing some version of it for a good long time now. Mayor Koch has been really, and the city have been really supportive of the Quincy Symphony. And we were doing it at the Arts Fest for a couple years.
Okay, right,
so
sure.
I think it's maybe about a decade
has
now.
Has it been that long?
So, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And the schools have been very supportive. So we have a great relationship with the schools and the city.
Yes.
And it's been, I like to think that it's been a win-win for everyone. It's certainly been a win for us. And we love doing these events. And we've done, and this Pops on the Common, we've been collaborating with the Quincy Choral Society. And they've been terrific to work with. Their conductor, Sarah LaBrie, is fabulously young conductor.
First female conductor.
And we're going to be, actually, at this concert, she'll be conducting the choral portions of it with the orchestra, and I'll be doing the orchestra part.
Yep.
And so it's really kind of a celebration of Quincy.
Yes. And I think the Quincy Art Association is involved in somehow as well.
Are they going to have some artwork?
If their gallery is right there on the common anyway.
Okay.
So,
And I know we're going to have food trucks.
Yep.
And
a carnival-like atmosphere.
Yes.
We need to do Carnival of the Animals.
Carnival of the Animals. Except we need two grand pianos for that.
Now there's something to see.
Well, there's a lot of work involved in getting a concert like this together.
I would think
I mean, not only do we have to prepare the music and everything, but the city is, we work with a gentleman named John McDonald, and there's a lot, there's chairs have to be moved out, stands have to be, instruments, a sound system. All that stuff.
Right. It's not like you have an auditorium all set for you to just plug into.
No.
Right.
You have to kind of literally create a performance space outside.
Yes. So it's the annual now Pops Concert on the Common, Saturday, September 21st, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Hancock Adams Common. What's going to be happening, Yoichi?
Well, so as mentioned, we're going to have a collaborative concert with the Quincy Choral Society, and we're going to start off with the Star Spangled Banner, and then we're going to do a classical overture, Rossini. Everybody will recognize this.
Give us a little taste of that.
You've probably heard it in the cartoons. It goes da 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 da.
Oh, sure. Okay. Thank you. As soon as you said it.
And then there'll be some, there's going to be something from a Puccini opera. There's a beautiful chorus from Madame Butterfly, which is set in Japan, actually. And it's called the Whispering Chorus and Humming Chorus. And Sarah and the chorus are going to do that along with the orchestra.
Nice.
And then we're doing a whole range of repertoire. There's some more classical pieces, very popular pieces, as well as Star Trek.
It's a Pops concert,
Star
right?
Wars, we're going to have some marches.
Sure.
Some patriotic music
things,
as well.
Some things from musicals. So it should be a really fun concert. And I think everything that we're going to be doing, if you don't know it, I think most people will know most of them. And if not, they'll learn something new, and I think they'll enjoy it.
Well, and the neat thing about the concerts for the symphony is that you talk about the pieces either before or after.
Yeah, and there'll be a little bit of that, and there'll be some joking around, of course, and some goofing off.
Yoichi usually has a joke to tell at each of the concerts. We'll see how that goes.
The stand-up portion.
We need the vaudeville hook.
But, I mean, an outdoor venue is very different, right, than an orchestra setting indoors.
It is, yeah. And Yuichi can speak to from the conductor's perspective, but from the musician's perspective, you know, the sound seems to go off and
just disappear.
To us, it does, yeah, because we don't get the reverberation, right, of the walls of a hall, mm-hmm, as we do in a concert hall,
right,
in a good concert hall.
Yes,
and so it absolutely changes the mindset of playing.
I.e., it's terrifying.
Can anybody out there hear me?
But as a trumpet player, we just play louder.
You know what? The good thing is, though, there'll be no trains to fight with, because the red line is shut down, so you don't have to battle with train noise. Maybe some jets, but other than that,
are the buses
going
by? Or
two, the buses, yeah.
But you know, the people who are doing our sound, they really do a good job, and for the audience, it really sounds like an orchestra. Sounds
for sure.
Good.
Well, it's an extremely intimate. It's much more intimate than a symphony hall, mm-hmm, than an outdoor concert.
Yeah. You're right
face
there.
To face,
the
right?
Audience is right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, as much as the musicians enjoy playing in this environment, we actually might like to take our soccer field chairs and just open them up and sit and listen ourselves. It's so much fun.
Is the whole orchestra playing in this concert, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's a big logistical challenge. Is it the Parks Department that gets involved as well?
So the schools, the city is very much involved. There's a lot of coordination, a lot of
speaking of logistically, so where are you, on the steps of City Hall or
yes,
on the church?
Yeah,
City
we'll
Hall.
Be on the okay. City Hall side.
Okay.
That's where I expect that to be. Yeah,
okay.
That's what we've been doing, so
okay.
Unless something's changed.
One year we were on near the steps
the
of
church.
The Church of the President,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the glare from the sun, we couldn't see Yoichi.
Oh, we can't have that.
Where's our leader?
It didn't change anything, yeah. They played better now.
And this really, Brian, kicks off your season, right?
It is. Yeah. So this year in particular, the 2024-2025 season from September to May, mm-hmm, not only being our 71st-ish season.
we'll have to check on that.
Yeah, we'll check on that.
But it's being bookended uniquely by two popular concerts. The one that we've just described on the annual, on the Common.
Yep.
However.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then there might be something, might be a surprise at the end, you know. So
a surprise?
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
No.
No.
You can't tease
no,
me
no,
like
no,
that
no,
and
no,
just
no.
leave it
but,
hanging.
You want to talk about the November concert? That's a.
Absolutely. Oh, sure. Deflected November concert.
So oftentimes we do a concert at the end of October, beginning of November.
Yes.
This year it's, I believe, November 3rd. It's the Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. And that's going to be at Quincy High School.
Okay.
And we're playing two pieces there. The Symphony No. 2 by Howard Hanson, who was actually a Massachusetts resident, and it was premiered by the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, neat.
This piece. It's a wonderful piece. It's called the Romantic Symphony.
Okay.
And it has some absolutely beautiful soaring lines. Very excited about
it. Very romantic. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, aptly named. Yeah. And then the Elgar Enigma Variations, which are
Blank stare, Yuichi.
Yeah,
help me out. Yeah.
Okay. this is by an English composer.
Okay.
And basically he wrote a beautiful tune. And then he took that tune and he made variations out of it.
Yep.
And each of the variations is a description of a friend of his.
Oh, really?
Or somebody that he knew. And so he would have, you know, he has at the beginning of each variation something about maybe either their first name or initials,
okay,
or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, all right, okay.
And there's some gorgeous music there. And there's one variation called Nimrod that I can't sing it, but it's played often, just that movement, because
mm-hmm,
it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are there words to it, or is it?
No, there's not words
okay.
to it,
okay.
But you know, and there, you know, there's a description of his wife.
Yes.
There's a friend who helped publish his music, and then there's a big finale.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's interesting. The composing side of music is, mm-hmm, is completely different from the performing side.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
We don't talk often about the composition of it.
Yeah. No. And I mean, really, honestly, I think for us performers, we're there because of the of what these composers did.
Have written, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that's where the where the interest is.
Right. And it's up to, I guess, Yu Yoichi as the music director and the symphony to kind of translate that, I guess, or decipher
and put music to it. Yeah, I mean, I think that our role as performers of music written by other people,
right.
Our goal is really to kind of try to figure out what they did, how it works, how it's put together.
Yeah.
And to bring that to
how it sounds best, right?
Yeah, bring it to life.
And that's the beauty of live music. You know, if we have a recording, it's the same every time we play that recording.
Well, yeah.
In live music, there's different emphasis from even one group playing the same piece another time and another time and another time.
Yes.
You know, there can be a lesser passion or quieter parts that change from performance to performance, mm-hmm. and that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. The other part is whether the composer is alive or was alive during a period that we could have conversations with them.
How do you want this played? Or how was this meant to be played, right?
And so if we hear an Aaron Copland performance of one of his pieces, we know how he wanted it or intended it to be, and we can emulate with one's own style.
Right. Mm-hmm.
However, when we go back to, you know, Beethoven or even before that, you know, we can't call him up.
And there's no recordings, right? There's no recordings, and
it's like performing Shakespeare. It's you know, it could be be different every time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. The great news about that is, though, they're indications, they're tempo markings, they're descriptive terms, they're intensity of power can be interpreted by the music director, and again, that interpretation is subject to interpretation.
That's right.
It's
absolutely fascinating.
It's these QuincySymphonyOrchestra.org is your website. Again, the first concert of the season is next Saturday, the first day of fall, September 21st, 4 to 6 on the Hancock Adams Common. And a surprise, I'm guessing it has something to do with Quincy 400 next year. I guess we'll have to leave it at that.
Well, hopefully you'll have us back and we'll talk about it.
Close to the vest.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming by.